Until Radio City Music Hall opened in 1932, the largest theater in America was the Uptown Theater in Chicago, built in 1925. It covered an entire city block with an acre of seats, nearly 5,000, and it is still today the fourth largest theater in America. For over 20 years now, it's been shuttered and as empty as a mausoleum and gradually fallen into disrepair. Now a local nonprofit group is trying to buy and restore the Uptown Theater, and Carol Carlson, you are leading that effort, are you not?
Yes, I am.
I have to say, I fell in love with this theater as a young woman living in Chicago, and I found a few words from the original brochure. Could I just read them to you?
Certainly.
The Uptown Theater is like a castle in old Spain upon which countless artists and sculptors have lavished their talents. The colossal pillars that gleam with bright shields and rich efflorescence, behind the velvet hangings and Spanish shawls, behind the magnificent murals, the ceilings with their griffins and magnificent heads of laughing kings. I mean, this place, it's hard to describe without seeing it. It is mind-bending.
It certainly is. Even today when you walk in after 20 years of neglect, it still has an aura and a feel to it that is, you know, astounding. When people walk through the door, the two most frequent things they say is, wow, or oh my God.
Well, that entrance hall is something like 8 stories high, right?
It's about that. It's a little bit, maybe 6 or 7.
Tell us about the Balaban and Katz theater chain and the architects who built this place.
The building was built during 1924 and 1925. It was the largest theater ever built by Balaban and Katz, who at one time in the Chicagoland and in northern Indiana had controlling interest in about 400 theaters.
How do you go about trying to save something like this? How much money are you trying to raise?
Well, at first, we have to purchase the building, and the asking price on the building is $2.5 million. And we're currently arranging financing for that. And then to redo the entire building, it'll cost us on the upside of $25 to $30 million.
Do you really think you'd be able to get all that money together?
Yes. You know, we will have to combine individuals, corporations, foundations, and government funding to do it. But I think it's quite doable. The building is, you know, it's a place that people love. People talk about their youth, their grandmother taking them to the movies. They may have had their first puppy love experiences in the balcony. It's just filled with nostalgia, and it would be a tremendous loss if something isn't done with it.
Old theaters are notoriously hard to maintain. You have to figure out what to program. You have to offer the kind of entertainment that's going to get people in. There's 5,000 seats in there. I mean, have you thought about what you'll be doing if you succeed in getting the edifice itself?
We're going to keep the main auditorium at its present seat capacity, which is 4,381 seats. But then the nice thing about the Uptown is that it has all sorts of additional space. It was built so that it could accommodate as many people in its lobbies as could sit in the main auditorium. Plus, we're going to take unused space in the building and add 3 additional smaller theaters. And those spaces will be mainly used by the consortium of small theaters in the area that don't have homes. And, of course, we'll rent them out when that isn't available.
Chicago has put itself on the map in recent years as a theater town. Do you think that the market is saturated? Are there still enough audiences to fill something like this?
Well, I personally believe that there is. I know that there's the theory, Chicago has over 200 theaters, and there's the theory that there are too many theaters, but I personally look at it from the standpoint that I think there's too little product. We obviously know there's talent in Chicago. Just take a look at the Tonys this year and see where most of the people who won them came from. And what would be our goal down the road is to have a really strong working theater district in Chicago and maybe supply things that could run for years at the downtown theaters.
Well, Carol Carlson, thank you very much for talking to us about the Uptown Theater.
Thank you, Jackie.
Carol Carlson is leading the effort to preserve the Uptown Theater in Chicago.